I was talking to my engineer here, my dear friend, and Tony Marchese, that my dad was the youngest of 11 children. And by the way, if you're on the line, on the web, and you're listening, and you want to call us, I want to hear wherever you are. We're on till 1 o'clock on the web at www.johnabarca.net. We're broadcasting live on the web on Festival Italiano. We may have finished with WDJZ, but we continue online. We have an 800 number for you to call us. Yeah, it's 1-877-377-8838. And if you call that number, you'll get us right where we are at our studios, located in Bridgeport, Connecticut, airing on your computer somewhere in California, North Carolina, Saskatchewan, Venice, Florence. We're in Italy right now. Your daughter's listening in Florence?
My daughter's friends all listen in Florence.
Let's see. Right now in Italy, very good. It's about almost getting ready to eat.
It's dinner time almost.
Yeah, almost dinner time. And Johnny Del Vecchio, come on in here, baby. That's my buddy. He's been with me since 1975 doing the show. When I first started in Connecticut, I started the show in 72.
In Long Island.
Isola Longo. And people in Long Island are now listening on the web, too, Johnny. Did you know that?
Yes, we get calls.
Yeah, and we have a special 800 number. It's a toll-free number from anywhere in the world at 877-377-8838. And, Johnny, I hope you're enjoying the music. It's kind of nice to hear the old stuff and some of the old stories. Like Aunt Mary, you remember my Aunt Mary.
Aunt Mary? Who could forget Aunt Mary?
She lived to be 101. All right. She was 5 feet tall all around. And she had arms. Thick, fluffy, plump arms with all this skin that used to shake and
didn't
go waka waka.
Did she work in the garment shops?
What was that?
Didn't she work in the garment
shops? She was the member of the union. The ladies look for the union label, right?
The International Ladies Garment.
The ILGWU people, right?
The ILG.
The ILG. ILGWU. Anyway. She used to work on a Singer sewing machine at the shop.
And the Singer sewing machines were made right here
in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Before that, Isaac Singer came and bought the Howe. How did he buy it? He bought out Howe sewing machine.
The statue is in Seaside Park.
And I could show you Howe standing up at Seaside Park, too. That's amazing. I could even show you the statue of P.T. Barnum. He's sitting down, though. He's smart. But what I'm trying to say is Aunt Mary had such a big poke. Cruatus arm. Look that up in the LaBarca dictionary. In my father's 33 Chevy, four-door, it had mohair. And after so many years, in the 50s, it was a 33, so it was like 20 years, 25 years old then. It had this odor, mohair, old mohair seats would have this odor. The car would have an odor. I remember that because I would sit in the back seat. And I was the guy who used to alert to my father. He would say, Johnny, look, what color is the smoke? Because the car always burned oil. If it was blue, if it was white, I had to tell him because he had a whole case of Pennsylvania oil, Pennzoil, in the trunk. And every now and then we'd be on the way to Coney Island, halfway on the Brooklyn, the Shore Parkway. He would pull over, and he would have to put oil in the car. Otherwise, it would seize up. Because I told him the color of the smoke was blue, Daddy! And I used to sleep on the way home from Coney Island with Aunt Mary next to me. And her arm was so fluffy. I would use her arm as a pillow. But I would get up in the middle of my nap and knead it with my fingers. She'd say, che succe? What are you doing, Johnny? Aunt Mary, I'm fixing the pillow. And she would laugh, and she would laugh, you know, just like that poem about Santa Claus, like a bowl full of jelly. God bless her soul. She was always, they used to call her Fat Mary. Isn't that terrible? Is Fat Mary coming? Yes, she is. And they knew who that was. That was Aunt Mary. Everybody had a name in the family, right? Everyone had a nickname. Am I right? You have an uncle or an aunt that has a special nickname? Yeah. We had the American Aunt Mary. That was my mother's sister. She was Mary. So it was Fat Mary and the American Aunt Mary. I'm sorry. I'm all confused. This is a great song. This is brand new from Andrea Bocelli. Vivida. Dare to Live with Laura Pausini singing in English. You'll love it. on www.johnlabarca.net. We're broadcasting live, Festival Italiano. By the way, this is the last week for the comeback special. All those CDs for $65, this is your last chance to order. Look on the website. You'll see them all. Get it now.
Try looking at tomorrow, not yesterday, and all the things you left behind. All those tender words you did not say, the gentle touch you couldn't find. In these days of nameless faces, there's no one truth but only pieces. My life is all I have to give. Dare to live until the very last. Dare to live, forget about the past. Dare to live, giving something of yourself to others, even when it seems there's nothing more left to give.
Ma se tu vedessi l'uomo davanti al tuo portone, che dorme avvolto in un cartone, se tu ascoltassi il mondo una mattina senza il rumore della pioggia, tu che puoi creare con la tua voce, tu pensi i pensieri della gente, poi di Dio c'è solo Dio. Vivere, nessuno mai ce l'ha insegnato. Può vivere senza passato. Vivere è bello anche se non l'hai chiesto mai. Una canzone ci sarà, qualcuno te la canterà.
Perché
non vivi questa sera? Perché non vivi ora?
Sotto manto di stella, Roma bella mi appare, solitario il mio cuor, disilluso d'amor, vuol nell'ombra cantar. Una muta fontana e un balcone lassù, o chitarra romana, accompagnami tu. Suona chitarra, lascia piangere il mio cuore, senza casa, senza amore, mi rimani solo tu. Se la voce un po' velata, accompagnami in sordina, la mia bella Fornarina, al balcone non c'è più. Lungo Tevere dorme, mentre il fiume cammina, io lo seguo perché mi trascina con sé e travolge il mio cuore. Vedo un'ombra lontana e una stella lassù. Oh, chitarra romana, accompagnami tu. La voce un po' velata, accompagnami in sordina, la mia bella Fornarina, al balcone non c'è più. Chitarra romana, accompagnami tu.
Oh, the epitome of this song. When I think of chitarra romana, my Roman guitar, I think of Carlo Butti. I dedicate this to my little Shaka Don Joni, who never travels when there's snow on the ground. No way, Jose. And Tony, if you're listening, Tony Redwine, I hope you're happy. I love you guys. I'm thinking about you. Madeline Taurasi, Mama. Carlo Butti was being played when her father passed. Joni's father loved Carlo Butti so much that Tony set up a tape player in at the wake and played Carlo Butti music throughout, because that's what he would want.
That's wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful, Tony Marchese? And it's nice to see you come here today and now leave. I know you're moving your office there.
My office is, we have a
long distance
move.
All right, so enjoy your move. Everything is in the box. By the way,
they're coming Monday to pick up all my furniture, so I have to get everything.
If anyone needs some used furniture, give us a call. It's a toll-free number here online at johnlabarca.net. Thank you, John DelVecchio and Tony Marchese, for helping me. And Esther, she is an angel. And Kenneth here. And Stan Laurel, thank you. The spirit of Stan Laurel is with us. Rosalie from Staten Island wants to hear Patrizio Buono and dedicate this to the Buono babes. I got them. Don't worry about it. I got Patrizio coming. But Foist on johnlabarca.net, Festival Italiano. Don't forget our phone number. It's a toll-free number from anywhere in this world. World, I'm saying. Not just Long Island or Staten Island. I'm talking about Kikini Island. That's just near Westport, right out there on Saugatuck River, where it meets the sound. And within the sound of my voice, anywhere, and computer, it could be on those little junky speakers that are built into your laptop, or they could be in a nice desktop set with a bass on the floor. That's what I got. I got a bass unit on the floor. Did you know that? Sounds awesome when you're playing your iTunes. And here I am on the web. Isn't this magical?